the shot that the DeLorme kid made there, that was a deep one. I mean, I don't know what you do on that. And I thought we got a hand up and contested. You know, we had a couple opportunities before that. You know, Bryce was feeling bad about taking that three when we had the 2-point lead. You know, I think it was just, you know, like we call it, that's just a brain fart. The sophomore kid just says, I'm open, you know. But the thing is, when you have adversity like that, you got to forget about it, move on to the next play. And I thought the guys kept in the game. And then that last play, we ran a set that we've only run a couple times this year. And, you know, the real play was to get Bryce the ball, see if we could turn that corner. He didn't. And then we had Ben dive into the basket. They took that away. He kicked it back out to Keithan. Keithan could have panicked and thrown up something crazy, but instead he drove the middle, saw Tyson over there, and Tyson knocked it down. Now, Tyson has been struggling all year from three, but he works hard and practice at it. And, you know, he's made a few here lately, and tonight he was 3 for 3. So, hey, he hit the hot hand, like we said. So it wasn't necessarily set up for him, but like we talk to the guys all the time, in that situation, you live with the results. You know, you get a good shot. Whoever gets it, you knock it down. And we've been talking about that with them a lot because, you know, we haven't been a great shooting team all year. We've been trying to get that out of their heads a little bit. And like we tell them as coaches, we say, you know, we don't care if you miss shots. It's part of the game. You're not going to make every shot. You know, if you're taking good shots within our offense, you miss them, you miss them. You got to live with that consequence. But it can affect you on the other end, defensively, rebounding, the things that you can do and control. And I thought we defended well, really well in that second half.